This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Faith in Common Ground is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Mount Shasta Spring Water Company, serving the community for over two decades with natural spring water bottled at the base of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta Spring Water is available for home and office delivery at 1-800-922-6227.
Christians and our pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses.
All right, welcome to Faith and Common Ground. I'm your host, Jesse Kearns.
And I'm your host, Amber St. Clair.
And here we are, yet another Wednesday at our Radical Hospitality table. And we've been talking a lot about trauma lately, but we're going to take a break from that. I mean, we always, you know, everything's kind of dealing with trauma.
For sure, and food insecurity is a huge trauma.
That's true. So I guess we still are on the trauma kick, aren't we? So, all right.
I think life is trauma.
That's one way of looking at it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, last month, we were kind of doing our a little earlier second quarter report where we just kind of sit down and review what's going on and talk about people who are doing important things in our community and who are living these values that we try to present here on this show. And one of the places that we mentioned was the Chico Community Fridge. Because you and I went down there and looked at the place before we came to the studio.
Yeah, and I pass it all the time to and from work and whatnot.
And I said, wouldn't it be cool if we could have whoever's in charge of the Chico Fridge on our show?
And magically, you found out who that was.
Ta-da! Even came to church on Sunday. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're the person. Wait, we must schedule an interview. So today, our guest is Rebecca Lamke-Smith.
Yes, I go by Rebecca Lamke.
Rebecca Lamke. And she is the, what would you call your title?
Well, in Chico News and Review called me the Fridge Fairy.
The Fridge Fairy, that's good.
But I just take care of the fridge. I'm in charge of the fridge. You know, I clean it and take care of it, make sure there's really some healthy, you know, options there and things like that.
Well, first of all, see, we're going to take this in little sections here. The first thing I want to talk about is what is the Chico Fridge and how does one use it? And how did it come to be? And then we're going to talk about you and how you are called to do this. So let's take the first question here. What is the Chico Fridge?
Well, the Chico Community Fridge is on Pine Street between 6th and 7th Street on the left-hand side next to the alley. It's a fridge where people can drop off items or pick up a few items.
A literal fridge.
A literal fridge and a shelf. I put a shelf there. There was another shelf there, but it was taken. So I put another shelf there so people can put more items on the shelf. So, if you need food or something, that's the place to go. It's just by donations. It's not actually food there every day. You never know what's going to be there or when it's going to be there. But it closes at sunset and opens at sunrise.
Okay. I was reading on the Facebook page where something happens there on Wednesday. What's special about Wednesday? Yeah, okay. I thought that's when something got put there or I don't know. My bad.
Oh, no.
This is a every day of the week thing that you've
every
got
day,
here.
Every day, 7 days a week. Okay. But like I said, it closes at dark and opens at sunrise. And the owner of the fridge is going to be putting doors on it so I can lock it at night.
Mm. Yeah, that was my next question. What does closed and open mean? Because as far as I can see, it's just a fridge under a little shelfy, like a porch. What am I talking
shelter.
About?
Shed. Under a shelter.
Yeah.
What I used to wait for school bus for. Where I was,
yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to close it at night. because there's, you know, raccoons and things like that that come around that can open the food up to bosses and stuff. And also they don't, the neighborhood would rather have people not hanging around there at night.
Yeah, but what does closed mean? Like, do you lock it?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be locking it. It's going to have doors on it, and I'm going to lock it at night and then open it in the morning.
Gotcha.
So then the food, you take the, currently now without the lock, you just take the food out of there.
Yeah, it will be like that too when I open the doors in the morning.
Sure.
Anybody can just go by there and get whatever food they want, and then when I close it at night, it will be closed.
Okay. But then there are people who bring food there and leave it too, other than
yes.
you?
Yes, oh yeah, that's what it's by donations. So anybody wants to drop off food or pick up food, they can.
So really what it's like one of those little library...
Yeah, like the little libraries, yeah, but it has a refrigerator and a shelf, and it's like a lot bigger than the little library ones. But yeah, that's what people can do. They can drop off or pick up.
What kind of foods typically end up there?
Well, some people make sandwiches and put them there, or make food. I've made plenty of sandwiches and lots of food, you know, to put in the refrigerator. Canned goods, pastas, snacks. Bread. I get donations from Panera of bread, but I also get donations from Frank Martinez with Berry Creek United and the Paradise Gleaners that help me with food also. And First Christian Church of Paradise helps me with bread also. So I put food there.
Hence the reason why I saw
you.
Yeah,
you saw me at the
Sunday.
Yeah, at the Chico First Christian Church. Yes.
Okay. So if you're just joining us, this is Faith and Common Ground right here on KZFR 90.1, your people-powered community radio. And our guest today is Rebecca Lampke, who is the director, the food fairy?
They call
fridge
me the fairy.
The fridge fairy. Yeah.
Well, they called me that in the Chico News and Review in November.
Well, that's good. That sounds like an amazing title. So I guess the next question here is, I want to know about you. I want, you know, it takes a special person to get involved with this. There's got to be a calling. One does not just do this for the heck of it. tell me about yourself. Tell me a little bit about what led you to do this, what life experiences that you've had that have called you to do this.
Well, my parents were always helping people. Like I was telling Amber, my dad was a trash man in Santa Barbara, and my mom would make extra sandwiches so he can go give them out to people, like the homeless, the kids. And so, you know, that started with that. We've always helped people. My family always helped people. Mm-hmm. And then last year in June, I saw it on the news about the fridge. So I just started making sandwiches. I was making probably about 400 to 600 sandwiches a month.
So the fridge existed before you came along?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's owned by the person that owns the Airbnbs behind it. And so I just started making sandwiches and making food, and that was my calling. It's like I wanted to help people. I saw the food insecurities in our community. I saw that people were going hungry. You know, I started seeing a lot of families, a lot of students, unhoused coming to the fridge that otherwise wouldn't have had something to eat that day. Mm-hmm. So I just kept doing it, and I'm still doing it.
That's beautiful. Do you feel like there's a lot of people who are donating, or is it mainly your sources that are fueling the fridge?
Oh, there's a lot of people donating. There's a lot more people. Now that it's out there, I made a Facebook page, the Chico Community Fridge page. There's more people sharing it, more people bringing food, making food to put there.
And so you know the person that has the Airbnb. How did they decide to do this? Did they share that with you?
Not really. She put it there. She put it there to help others. It was there meant for like a snack and waters, mm-hmm. and it's turned into more than that.
So did she put food in there, or was it just kind of like the library? People would bring
It was just mainly just like snacks. It's just like drive by on your bike, grab a water, grab a snack and go. If, you know, people donated to it and stuff. But it's turned out to be more than just snacks and water now.
Yeah, I noticed on really hot days, it's jam-packed with waters. And that's so heartwarming and beautiful to me because, you know, there's people out there that need some cold water on those days to stay safe.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you say that you've seen an increase in usage of that. What do you feel is the biggest contributor to the food insecurity that we are seeing more of nowadays?
Food prices. Food prices and gas. Mm. People are spending their food money on gas. And so, you know, they don't have enough money for food, so they're spending it on gas to get, they're like, they were getting their kids to and from school. And, you know, a lot of people don't even want to go out of town right now because gas prices. So, but they're spending extra money on gas, so they're taking away from their food. Mm-hmm. And I see that a lot. You know, people tell, I hear a lot of stories that come, that people come to the fridge, and mainly it's they're spending more money on gas than they have money for food.
Is there anything that you need help with in the community? Anything that we could put a shout out for more types of food or donations or things that people ask for?
Well, they're water, especially now that we're going to have 106 on Friday. It's going to be 106 on Friday, and we're going to need waters. I ask people, when you drop off cases of water, take them out of the case and put them in the fridge. Don't leave the whole case there, because some people will just come by and grab the whole case and take it. Mm-hmm. If you put drinks there, take them out of the container, put them in the fridge. And if you can't do that, you want somebody to take it, put a little at a time, get a hold of me, and I'll put some, you know, 5-10 of them at a time. Because I go through by there every couple, you know, hours or so to check on it.
I guess one of the things that I want to ask is about, is it ever abused? Have you ever seen a case where people has taken too much or stolen things or anything like that?
Well, like the shelf that was there before was taken. The other day, I don't know if you saw it on the Facebook page, there was pasta all over the ground. And, you know, people make a mess sometimes, and I clean it up. I just ask people to take a couple items and leave some for others. You know, don't go filling up 2 or 3 bags or whatever. Take whatever your family needs and then leave some for others, because there's, you know, other people in need too.
So for the most part, that's the norm. That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. It just, I clean it up in the mornings and there's a mess.
So the norm is abuse, or the norm is most people are cool?
Most people are cool.
Awesome. We'd love to hear that most people are cool.
Oh, yeah. Most people are cool. Once in a while, you'll get the people with, you know, throw food around. And some of those have mental challenges and things like that, and they're not in their right minds. I'm not saying all of them, but some just do that. And, you know, I can't get upset with them, because we don't know what they're going through either.
I guess one of the other concerns that I have is, have there been anybody from the local government or police who have challenged you about having this?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've seen people pull up that, you know, look at it and stuff, but no. I mean, the police officers that go by are always, you know, nice. I've talked to a couple of them here and there, but, you know, I don't have any problems with anybody as far as I know. I mean, the owner might have somebody talking to her, but, you know, I clean it every other day. I clean and sanitize it. It's cleaned. It's not gross or anything. It's taken care of.
Yeah.
And I think when you're, because I've looked into this a little bit myself, I think when you're giving food away, you are, you know, not under those same kind of rules as if you were charging, which, like, bake sales and lemonade stands apparently are regulated now. But if you're giving it away, I think you're safe.
And I hope that's the case, because I know that, especially lately, I don't know what the deal is, but it seems like lately our governing officials here in Butte County and the city of Chico seem to be doing whatever they can to prevent people from getting food.
And get money.
Yeah.
Or shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've come across that with a lot of the unhoused, you know, trying to get into the pallet shelters, and they have to go through all the paperwork and stuff. And and they come to get a sandwich or some canned goods or something like that to hold them over until, you know, they can get in there.
That's really interesting, because I had heard some, you know, rumors in the ethers that how come no one's going to the pallet shelter? And what I just heard from you was there's barriers.
Yeah, there's some barriers with people. They have to, I guess a couple of my friends, well, people that I talk to that were in camps and stuff, they're going to, like, different camps at a time. They're going to different places they have to fill out the paperwork to go to the shelter. So they're not doing everybody at once. They're just going to a certain camp, you know, each camp's because there's only so much they can do in a day.
So let's go back a little bit and talk about what your involvement in this is and what is your inspiration. I noticed that you had a connection with the people at First Christian Church in Paradise. Our show is called Faith and Common Ground, and so one of the things that we really like to talk about is how does your faith work into what it is that you do right now? How does it inspire you to do what you do and serve the way you serve?
Well, God fed his people. I'm feeding the people, but as Jesus fed people, you know, but it's just to help others. You know, that's what God leads me to do, is to help others. And, you know, I don't want any praise or anything for it. I just want to show through myself that others can benefit. You know, I just want to show by example. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, you look at you did this and this. No, I want to show by example. Hey, I can do this. You can do this, too. You can help others.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful, because often when we look at these big problems in our community and on our planet, we feel tiny and powerless and like there's nothing that we can do. But this is something that you can do, and you are making a difference. And it's not a huge, you know, it's not going to take away all your money and time and da 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 da, but you can still find ways to whatever the biggest issue that you have with the planet right now or with your community. There are ways that you can be of service, and you're showing that by your example. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Another thing that we often talk about on this show is the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and how oftentimes faith communities are really putting a lot of emphasis on the top level ones, you know, the spiritual needs and such like that. But it's the base level needs like food and clothing and shelter that are most important. And as you noted from, I believe that you and I have the same mutual faith tradition, is that we see the example of Jesus feeding the hungry and taking care of the poor and meeting those very basic Maslow hierarchy of needs. To do what we do. And again, I appreciate your involvement in this as well.
Yeah, that's super important, because without our base needs taken care of, you can't reach, you don't have time for prayer and meditation, because you're scraping to make ends meet. And that's really the best service, is making sure that all of our people are taken care of so that they can achieve those higher states.
Yes.
So you're essentially serving the top of the pyramid by serving the bottom of the pyramid.
I like how you put that.
That is. That's brilliant insight.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like how you put that. Yep.
Let us now take a moment of silence to reflect upon what Amber just told us. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. One of the things that we also ask of our guests is to give us a word of hope or inspiration. What word of hope and inspiration would you give to our listeners today to help them and encourage them to do likewise?
I think treat others the way you'd want to be treated. You know, like how you want to be treated, treat others that way, you know. Give them faith, give them hope, give them a hug. You know, we don't know what somebody else is going through. So to be there for them is it can say a lot. Just a smile can change a person's day. Just a hug, you know, can change a person and how they feel that day.
Indeed. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate your service.
And
thank you. We're glad that you're able to be with us today.
And one more time for our listeners, can you give us the address and location and the contact information for people who would like to donate?
It's 629 Pine Street. It's in between 6th and 7th Street on the left-hand side next to the alley. And I have a Venmo that's up there, but somebody took it down, so I'll put another Venmo up there. And people can contact me from Rebecca Lamke Smith on Facebook, or please join the Chico Community Fridge page and contact me that way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Faith in Common Ground is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Tires Plus Complete Auto Repair, offering Cooper and Michelin tires at the corner of 6th Street and Broadway in Chico. Tires Plus also installs trailer brakes, custom suspension, lift and lower kits, winches and custom bumpers, as well as oil changes, air conditioning service, powder coating, repairs, and maintenance. Open at 8:30 Monday through Saturday. Find Tires Plus on Facebook at TiresPlusChico.com and at 342-8338.
When that storm comes, don't run for cover. When that storm comes, don't run for cover. When that storm comes, don't run for cover. Don't run from the coming storm. No, there ain't no use in running when that rain falls. Let it wash away. When that rain falls, let it wash away. When that rain falls, let it wash away. Let it wash away that falling rain, the tears and the trouble. Listen to
are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. We'll put it together and we'll get it all done. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Put it together and we'll get it all done. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll put it together and we'll get it all done. Someday when your head is much lighter. We'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. Oh, brighter.
Hear me when I say, in the shade.